Welcome back to our latest episode of the Convo Club. I'm your host, Lindy. And today I'm joined again by a special guest host of the show, Dr. Yongling Gorky.
大家好.
So what are we going to talk about today?
Today we're going to talk about names, and specifically Chinese names given to non-Chinese people who are learning the Chinese language.
Okay. Do you feel like most Chinese students are very willing to take on different names?
I would say that at the beginning, with the certain level of curiosity, the Chinese learners, they always want to know what my Chinese name would be. Mm-hmm. Now, something that they're not used to is usually when I give them their Chinese name, I will tell them, this is not exactly what your name is in Chinese language. Because let's say you're called Mary.
Okay.
And maybe in French, it's Marie, or in German, or in Spanish.
Uh-huh.
But in Chinese, of course, I can call that person Ma Li, which is how you would translate the word Mary just directly into Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to stay away from this practice and give them a name that is not so foreign.
Okay. Because Ma Li is not actually a Chinese name.
It's not
just
a Chinese name.
An English name that's translated into Chinese.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I tell my students, you can, of course, use a direct translation.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't really shorten the distance between you and a native speaker when they find out, oh, 你是马丽. They want to see someone's name who looks more Chinese. So some students get it, some students don't.
Okay.
But again, that's another, you know, whole day of conversation I can talk about names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, names are definitely very interesting, so we'll have more to say about it as we go.
Yes.
But for now, let's get into our vocabulary section.
Okay. 请.
Please.
叫.
To call.
名字.
Name.
很像.
Very similar to.
给. 起.
To give a name.
开始.
Begin.
对来说.
As far as is concerned to.
重要.
Important.
好听.
Sounds good.
又. 又.
Both and.
告诉.
To tell.
一定.
Certainly.
加油.
Go for it. All right, so let's listen to today's dialogue.
你好,小丽
你好,Jack
小丽,请叫我李文杰
啊哈 你有中文名字啦
是啊,你喜欢吗
我很喜欢 杰听起来很像Jack 文就是中文的文吗
对,我喜欢中文
这个名字好 你姓李们 李文杰 是个很好的中文名字
谢谢
谁给你起的中文名字啊?
我的中国朋友陈伟，他说我开始学习中文了，我得有个中文名字。我喜欢，名字对中国人来说很重要，又要好听，又要有好的意思。你知道杰的意思吗? 我不知道。我告诉你吧，杰的意思就是杰出
，outstanding。
那我一定要好好学习中文。
加油!
All right, so we've got two, I believe they're maybe college students, and they're just kind of greeting each other. So one of them must be Chinese. The girl is Chinese, and the guy is maybe an American student who's studying abroad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was calling her by her name, Xiao Li, and she was calling him by his English name, Jack.
Okay.
And then he corrected her, saying that, Xiao Li, please call me Li Wenjie.
Okay.
Which is his Chinese name.
Okay. So, Li Wenjie, does that have any similarity to Jack? Like in meaning, or I don't even know what Jack means, to be honest.
I mean, meaning wise, probably no.
Okay.
Jie, as we'll see later, it has some kind of pronunciation similarity to Jack. But Li Wenjie could be a very authentic Chinese name. I actually know a few people whose first name is Wenjie in Chinese, and they're Chinese.
Okay, and then Li is, of course, his family name.
His family name.
Okay. So he says, 请叫我. So I wanted to ask, 请 as I've heard, is, you know, we say please a lot mm-hmm. in English, but Chinese people don't say it as often, right? Especially in non-formal situations.
Correct.
Okay, so he's just, maybe he doesn't know her very well. Or is it common to say, 请教我, 这个这个这个?
I would say between friends, informality is more common. But I think, you know, being the beginner level, this American student mm-hmm. is just repeating what he has learned in class.
Okay.
And as a teacher, you would normally teach the more polite tone by saying, 请教我.
Okay.
So he's just saying, please call me Li Wenjie.
Okay. So if you were to put this in a slightly less formal way, how would you do it?
You can say, 叫我 Li Wenjie.
Okay, so you just leave out the 请.
You can leave out the 请, yeah.
Okay. All right, so his name is Li Wenjie. And she says, oh, she was surprised. She's like, oh, you have a 中文名字.
对, mm-hmm. you have a Chinese name now.
Okay. And the 了 at the end of the sentence, is that just to emphasize?
了 indicates a change. So this person okay. went from not having a Chinese name to have a Chinese name.
Okay.
So here, 了 indicates a change.
Okay. Very interesting. So it's like you now have a Chinese name.
Correct.
Okay. And he says, yes, do you like it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, yeah, I like it. 我很喜欢.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So 姐听起来很像 Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So what do we have here? We have 听起来.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sounds.
Sounds like, right?
Sounds like, yeah. The 很像. 很 is an adverb emphasizing the degree. And 像 means like. Be similar to.
Okay. 很像 Jack. So, 姐 and Jack. Yeah, I can kind of see the
right.
similarity there.
Mm-hmm. It's difficult to translate the name exactly as it would sound in Chinese
right.
while still, you know, finding a commonly used Chinese character for it.
Right.
So, 姐, I would say, is a good compromise.
So, what about the one? It seems like she is asking the one of your name, is that the same as 中文?
Mm-hmm.
中文, the one. So, is it?
Right. Mm-hmm. So, if you simply tell other person, let's say, 我的名字叫李文杰, Chinese people would usually want to know what character of 文 are mm-hmm. you using. As a student who's learning Chinese, 中文, I think it makes sense for the girl to make the first guess as is the one that means language.
Okay. Is that a commonly used one?
Yeah, it's very commonly used. And Wenjie is also a commonly used Chinese name.
Okay. And what exactly would it mean if you were to translate it?
Wenjie?
Mm-hmm.
I would say someone who is very good at literature.
Interesting.
But probably has nothing to do with Jack.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Now, I also wanted to say that this person, this guy, his name is Jack.
Mm-hmm.
So his name could also be Li Jie, without the one, Li
okay.
Jie. And the reason why his adopted Chinese name is Li Wenjie
mm-hmm.
is because in Chinese, those double character names are more common
okay.
than single character name. So if his name were Li Jie,
mm-hmm.
then we would say this person has Dan Ming, single character first name. But Li Wenjie, Wenjie is two characters.
Okay.
So that will be a double character first name. And double character first names are usually preferred
okay.
and also more common.
Okay. So your name in Chinese, is it a double character name or a single character name?
Double. So Yong Ling.
Mm-hmm.
Yong is one character
okay.
and Ling is another character.
Okay. Makes sense. And what does that mean?
That's an interesting story. So if you just look at characters,
mm-hmm.
it may mean longevity. Yong
okay.
means forever and Ling means age. So forever, age, longevity. So often people ask me, were you given this name because your parents or your whoever named you want you to have a long life? I
mm-hmm.
said, that's certainly an added benefit.
Uh-huh.
But I was named after Madame Sun Yat-sen, whose Chinese name is Song Qing Ling.
Okay.
We share the same character.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason why I was named after her was I was born around the time she passed away.
Okay.
So in order to kind of remember her,
uh-huh.
it was actually my maternal grandfather. So my mom's dad, who gave me that name, Yong Ling.
Oh, okay. So he must have just really liked this person quite a lot.
He must have. Yeah. I never asked him why he gave that name to me. And actually, it was my parents who told me that's how my name came into being.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ah, interesting. All right. So he says to her, yes, 文就是中文的文.
对.
And then he's like, oh, yes, 我喜欢中文. So I like Chinese.
I like Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
Then The girl, she moves on to do a little bit of analysis of this name.
Okay.
她说你的名字很好、你姓 Lehman. So your last name is Lehman. So sounds like Li.
Right.
And therefore, 李文杰是个很好的中文名字。
Okay. Yeah, it's very fitting. I mean, it sounds kind of similar to his name, but it also has a good meaning.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Here, just want to mention something really quickly, grammar-wise.
Mm-hmm.
She said, 这个名字很好。So for our beginner listeners, if you notice, there's not a 是 in this sentence.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's because if we use an adjective in a sentence in Chinese, we don't add the to-be verb.
Okay.
你可以说这个名字很好，这件衣服很好。
Mm-hmm.
The clothes is good. 今天天气很好。
Mm-hmm.
Today's weather is good.
Okay.
So just pay attention that in describing something, if you use an adjective, you don't need to add 是.
Then just say 很.
Yeah.
If you add the 是, is that okay?
It is okay, but you can see that you need to add something to this adjective to make it into a noun. Because we can look at the next sentence. 李文杰是个很好的中文名字. So 李文杰is a very good Chinese name.
I see,
you
I see.
Expanded it.
Okay, so if you just say 李文杰很好, you would take out the 是.
Yeah, you would take out the 是.
But if you want to say that 李文杰is a good name, then you can add the 是.
Exactly. That's right. 对.
Got it, got it. To which she says, 谢谢.
Mm-hmm.
And then she asks, this is kind of an interesting word because when I first learned about names and giving names and this kind of thing, the word here is 起. So,
对.
Mm-hmm, so it's spelled Q-I with third tone.
对.
Right?
对.
So, 谁给你起的中文名字? And I think it was just maybe my listening comprehension or maybe the accent of the person who said that word. But I could have sworn they said 取.
Ah.
谁给你取你的名字?
对对对.
Mm-hmm.
Both are okay.
Oh,
取名字, 起名字, both are okay. Although I would say perhaps 起名字 is more common.
Is a little bit better.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, in this context, 起 has completely, I would say, derived from its original meaning, which means to get up.
Okay.
Yeah, so has nothing to do with getting up. It just simply is giving a name.
Interesting. Whereas 取, which 取 is that?
取取经的取.
Oh, like to take out something.
To get. Yeah.
Okay. 谁给他起他的中文名字了?
Mm-hmm. So if he's answering the question in complete sentence, which he didn't, the answer would be 我的中国朋友陈伟给我起的中文名字。
Okay.
But he simply answered, my Chinese friend, 陈伟.
Okay. So, 我的中国朋友陈伟.
对.
All right. What did his friend say? What did 陈伟 say?
So, 陈伟 said, 我开始学习中文了。我得有个中文名字。So, he said, I began to learn Chinese. I must, or I have to, have a Chinese name.
Okay. That makes sense. So, 得 is third tone, right?
对, that's right.
Okay, so D-E-I.
对, D-E-I.
Okay, 我得有个中文名字, so I should have a Chinese name. That just makes sense.
Right.
And what does she say to that?
She said, I like it. 我喜欢。名字对中国人来说很重要。So names are very important to Chinese people.
Okay, and this is a very important grammar structure as well. So 对, and then something, 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 来说.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as this thing is concerned, it's very whatever important or
right.
not important or good or bad. Mm-hmm. So can you give us some other examples using 对来说?
Yeah. So let's say, you know, in this case, you put the object first.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say health is very important to me.
Okay.
健康对我来说很重要. Or maybe, maybe you're at a stage where making money isn't as important now.
Okay.
So, 赚钱, to make money, 赚钱对我来说不重要.
Okay.
And also, you can say 对我来说, 对你来说, and you can expand a little bit, you know, as far as the Chinese people are concerned, or as far as the American people are concerned. Let's say, to American people, liberty is very important.
Okay.
你可以说自由对美国人来说很重要.
Okay.
Yeah. So this 对 something something or 对 somebody somebody 来说、
mm-hmm.
This somebody can be a single person, can be a group of people, can even be a nation.
Okay. So it seems like a very useful structure, right? It can
yeah.
be used in a lot of different contexts
and That's
with
right.
a lot of different kinds of people.
Yes.
Okay. And it's easy too, because you just put the target at the beginning. So money or food or health or whatever.
Right.
Right there. 对我对他对其他人来说
对
怎么怎么样
Yep.
Okay.
So here, I think, you know, for beginner level listeners,
mm-hmm.
usually you would think 对 the first meaning means to correct, like yes. But here 对 mm-hmm. it doesn't mean correct.
Right.
It's actually used as a preposition. So to.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. Just, you know.
Kind of like towards.
Towards.
Something.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So Chinese names are very important to Chinese people.
Right.
Is that the sentence here? Ming?
Yeah, yeah.
Names. Not just Chinese names, but names.
Just names.
Right.
Names.
Okay. And it seems to me also that the meaning of names in China is way more important than it is in English.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Naming babies can be a lucrative business.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually seen many websites that will provide you with names with significance, with good meanings for boys, for girls.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes people would pay to get some kind of feng shui master to name their children. Yeah.
Okay.
Usually there are a lot of factors going to naming them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, is there a character that's what we call a generation identifier?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a generation identifier that's required to put in your name? And if there is, that character has to be there. It's a kind of no negotiation. And
okay.
then you're left with one character alone,
mm.
which you need to pick. I would say in my parents' generation, the generation identifier is very important.
Okay.
Both of my parents have one character in their name that they share with all their siblings.
Okay. Is the generation identifier, is it kind of like junior, senior?
Oh, no.
In English?
No. It's just one character that determines what generation you are.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, at my mom's side,
mm-hmm.
all of her sisters have Ting in their names and
okay.
the middle character.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's say my mom's name, Wang Ting Zhen.
Mm-hmm.
So, her family name is Wang. Her generation identifier is Ting. And then her, the unique name of hers is Zhen, which
okay.
means like precious. And then she has a her oldest sister, for example, her name is Wang Tingxiu. So
okay.
her unique character is Xiu. And that means like delicate, very elaborate. So
okay.
the reason why that they have a generation identifier is
mm-hmm.
in traditional families, when you have multiple, like you have a lot of cousins,
mm-hmm.
and some of your cousins may be almost the same age as your parents. Some of your cousins may be as young as your children.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you know what generation you belong? Like, do you
mm.
call them a brother? Do you call them an uncle? Or
okay.
do you call them a cousin? You look for the generation identifier.
Okay. So the person could be the same age as you, but you're going to call them aunt
yeah.
or uncle.
Uncle.
Because, depending on the generation.
Right.
Qualifier.
And then who determines, you know, like what generation, like what character you use?
Mm-hmm.
It's usually written out in the family tree. So I asked my mom, like, why Ting?
Mm-hmm.
She said, I don't know. It's her dad's, is it, you know, everyone in the family is Ting.
Okay. So somebody just picked it and then everybody had to have it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wanted to say that I actually think it's a good tradition to carry on
mm-hmm.
because I have family in Taiwan that I have never met until in 2002 when I went to Taiwan for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew right away kind of which generation they belong to because they carry that tradition. Whereas
mm-hmm.
to my generation, some people keep it, some people don't. So it's kind of all over the place. And I know that now that my generation, we've also become parents, we certainly didn't keep that, at least for my kids and most of the friends that I know. So I kind of felt that it's a pity that modern Chinese people are not keeping, especially urban dwellers,
okay.
are not keeping the generation identifier characters
mm-hmm.
as much as, say, compared to before.
Okay. Interesting. I have heard this before, even with some younger people, but they were definitely not like from Shanghai or Beijing. They were from like more remote areas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where the traditional family tree,
mm-hmm.
the record keeping is perhaps better preserved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, think about that. It makes sense. In ancient times, where your family is set, you don't move far away. maybe you would marry to the next village, but you're more likely to stay in the same province.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, with mobility,
mm-hmm.
people can go to big cities to work and to settle down. So they may not return to their hometown anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then the further away you move from your family, you know, I would say the less restriction that you have.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Very interesting. Interesting. So, all right. Well, back to Li Wenjie.
Yeah, Li Wenjie.
Okay. So his friend or this, you know, girl that he's kind of talking to, she says, 又要好听,又要有好的意思. So just like we were saying before with Chinese names, they have to sound good and they have to have a good meaning,
good
which
means.
Makes it a bit complex, I think.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then she asks him, do you know what it means? How does she say that?
She asked, 你知道结的意思吗?
Okay.
So do you know the meaning of 结?
And he says, I don't know.
不知道。
Mm-hmm.
结 is indeed a good character because she said, 我告诉你吧。
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you. The meaning of 结的意思就是 outstanding.
Okay. 结, outstanding. Or could it mean like bright? I think I've heard that translation too.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
definitely.
Okay. And he seems surprised by this. He says, 哇.
Yeah,
so,
wow.
Yeah. So is that a common, I guess, 感叹词, right? Like, I don't want to say expletive. What's the, how do you say 感叹词? It's like exclamatory word, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's common. It's common.
Okay. So we say wow, and Chinese people say
哇.
哇.
W-A. 哇.
Okay. 那我一定要好好学习中文.
对.
So because I have this name, that means, you know, what, that I'm maybe good at Chinese or I'm good at language or literature, you were saying,
mm-hmm.
Wenjie, right?
Yeah.
So then I definitely have to learn Chinese well.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I must, you know, 好好学习中文, learn Chinese well, study Chinese hard. Here, you hear me saying 一定,
mm-hmm.
一定.
Yep.
I didn't say 一定, but
right.
一定. It's because this character, 一,
mm-hmm.
simple as it is, the pronunciation have some variety.
Yes.
So 定 is fourth tone.
Mm-hmm.
So when E is used before a fourth tone,
mm-hmm.
then you change it to second tone. 一定.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that only if it's in front of a fourth tone word?
Right.
Okay.
It's only if you're in front of a fourth tone word. So 一定. And let me think of another one. Let's say a bit. 一下.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a look. 我们看一下. Let's listen to it. 我们听一下, so 一下 means a bit, so literally writes 一
mm-hmm.
and 下, but because 下 is fourth tone, so
mm-hmm.
it becomes 一下.
Okay, it seems to be a little bit smoother that way, right?
Yeah.
If you say 一下,我听一下.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I actually say it that way because I have a certain accent when I speak Chinese, but it would sound much better if I raise the 一,
yeah.
听一下.
I think it's because with the tone flow,
mm-hmm.
it kind of, you know, in order to go down, you need to go up.
Right.
So 一下. And, you know, since we're talking about this, mm-hmm. also the character 不, meaning not.
Right.
When you put it in front of a fourth tone, it becomes 不.
Right. So for example, I don't want.
我不要.
不要.
不要.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not. 我不是.
Mm-hmm.
So not 不是.
Right.
Not 不要. But 不要.
Mm-hmm.
不是.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kind of goes up and down there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You need to go up before you can go down.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
And she says to that, he's like, okay, so I definitely need to learn Chinese well then. And she says, 加油,加油. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 加油 literally means to add oil, but
okay.
not the cooking oil, to add gasoline.
Okay.
To get gasoline. So you add gasoline to make your vehicle go faster,
mm-hmm.
go smoother. So it has this encouraging tone in it. Go for it.
Okay.
And work hard. So
okay.
that's what 加油 means. It's really difficult to find a direct English counterpart.
It is. It's kind of like, well, you hear it a lot in sports.
Right.
So, you know, they'll be like supporting their team going,
yeah.
加油,加油. And
yeah.
in English, I think we just usually say go. Like,
right.
go. But it doesn't sound like a great translation for 加油.
Right. Because
mm-hmm.
when you say go, you know, how can you keep going? You kind of need something to, you need to replenish it somehow. So
right.
加油 fulfills this replenishment by saying, adding gasoline, adding oil.
Yep. Definitely. Yeah. I almost feel like in this context, too, it maybe means good luck.
Yes.
You think it could mean that?
Yeah. I mean, the tone is encouraging you. Like, learning Chinese is certainly a big take on.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to 加油. I want you to, you know,
do your best.
Do your best. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, good luck is a little bit more derived, but the tone there is very, very encouraging.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. So let's listen to our dialogue one more time.
你好，小丽。
你好 ，Jack。
小丽，请叫我李文杰。
啊哈，你有中文名字啦？
是啊，你喜欢吗？
我很喜欢，杰听起来很像 Jack， 文就是中文的文吗？
对，我喜欢中文。
这个名字好，你姓 Lyman， 李文杰是个很好的中文名字。
谢谢。
谁给你起的中文名字？
我的中国朋友陈伟，他说我开始学习中文了，我得有个中文名字。
我喜欢，名字对中国人来说很重要，又要好听，又要有好的意思。你知道杰的意思吗？
我不知道。
我告诉你吧，杰的意思就是杰出 ，outstanding。
那我一定要好好学习中文。
加油！
All right, so now it's time for the part of our show called Catch My Drift, where we take a lot of these words that we have discussed and studied and we put them in a slightly different context and see if our listeners can understand. So here we go.
Hi, 你今天想做什么？
我们一起跑步，怎么样？你上个星期告诉我你想开始锻炼身体。
今天又热又闷，我不想跑步。
那我们一起去游泳吧。
游泳对我来说也没有吸引力，我今天不想出门。
那我们就在家里面听音乐看电影怎么样？
好，我上次在街上听到一首很好听的歌，但我不知道它叫什么名字。
歌手叫什么名字？
我也忘记了，他看起来像王菲，但不是王菲。
那你慢慢想，一定可以想起来的，加油！
请你快点打开电视吧，我想先看电影。
Okay, so I should ask you just, you know, speaking of names, 谁给你起你的英文名字？
我自己的英文名字是我起的。
Okay.
And it wasn't as careful as the way that my Chinese name was picked. Mm-hmm. I just flipped to the end of a dictionary, look at the appendix, see what kind of names appeal to me. Mm-hmm. And I just picked one that I like. However, most of my friends, well, at least some of my friends, their English names were given to them by their English teachers, who are Chinese. Mm-hmm. Who are Chinese.
Okay.Yeah, okay, so when I was teaching English in China, I gave my students, typically, I gave them English names, and they seemed very receptive to taking a new name, kind of like a sort of a fun new identity you get to try on.
Right.
Some of my students wanted to be called things that were not actually names in English, so I'm trying to remember some of the more interesting ones. I think my favorite was a student who wanted to be called Only One.
Two words.
Yeah, Only One. And...In the beginning, he wasn't one of the first classes that I taught. He was one of the later classes. In the beginning, if people wanted to be called something unusual, like somebody wanted to be called fish, somebody wanted to be called piano, I would just be like, well, that's not really an English name, so let me give you an English name. But towards the end, it's like, well, why not? Just have fun. So I did let the student be called Only One, and he was in a class of about...50 or 60 students,
wow.
And his name was last on the roster. So I would like call through all these more typical names like Mary, Susan, Jeff, and then I'd get to the bottom, only one, and everybody would laugh.
everybody would laugh.
And, yeah.
So is he one of those students that are more mischievous?
Not so much. I mean, it seems like he was just kind of funny and good natured and wasn't all that serious.
Yeah. I've watched a vlog many years ago by someone...Her name is Sophie, and she has this channel called Sexy Beijing.
And, oh, yeah, I've seen that one. Mm-hmm. I like that.
And then she also interviewed people on the street in China and asking them, 你有英文名字吗? Mm-hmm. Some people said no, some people said yes. And the English names were all over the place.
Okay.
The one that I mean, I don't remember all of them now, but the one that stuck with me is Samantha Farr.
Oh, yes. I remember that episode. Yeah, that was funny. But I can't remember why she had that name.
I think she said that she has heard the name Samantha and thinks that's nice. However, Samantha is not unique. So in order to make it unique, she changed it to Samantha Farr.
Ah, okay.
Why, I don't know.
有意思。Yeah, so I should also tell you the story of how I got my Chinese name.
Yeah, please.
And I'll try to make it very concise. But my original Chinese name was Ling Di Hong, because it was given to me by one of my students who at the time, like he was a bit older, like 40, 50. I had just, you know, come to China. I had no concept of what a good Chinese name would be. So I started telling other students and people like, okay, my Chinese name is Ling Di Hong. Also because it sounds kind of like Lindy, right? Mm-hmm. So Ling is forest, Di. I don't know if that's actually a Chinese name.
It is. And my guess is it probably is written with female on the left part.
Okay.
And then younger brother on the right part.
Okay, could be. I never actually saw it written down. Yeah, I just kind of like memorized it.
Okay.
And then Hong as in red.
Red.
But then I would tell other people and they're like, oh, no, that's a really bad name. It sounds very like cultural revolution-esque, you know, like very patriotic kind of thing. So then he gave me a name, Ling Di Xia. And I think he explained xia means something about the sunset or something.
Mm, yeah, xia, xia.
Oh, xia, second
time. Xia,
okay.
Yes.
But then I would tell other people and they're like, oh, no, that's not a good name. And then somebody gave me the name Ling Yu Li. So Ling forest, Yu, jade.
Yeah.
Li, beautiful.
Yes.
And I thought, okay, that sounds nice. So then I would tell people that's my Chinese name, right. Ling Yu Li. And it seems like people didn't say it was bad right away, but then eventually someone's like, let me give you another name. And then there was another person in the mix who decided to call me Chui Hua. Right.
Country girl. Very popular name for Chinese country girl.
Yes.
Chui Hua.
It'd be something like being called Billy Bob in English, probably. He was just being funny. But finally, my good friend Cynthia, this Chinese English teacher that I worked with, she gave me the name Ling Jie. So the jia is not the same jia that we're talking about in this dialogue. I think it was purity.
That's right, purity.
Right, chun jia, is that right?
Yeah.
Chun jia de jia. And when I started telling people my name, so it's not the three character name like you have, just the two words, everybody's like, oh, that's a good name. So that's when I realized that I finally found my Chinese name because nobody objected. Nobody was like, I don't know about that one. Yeah, so
I agree.
That's how I got my name.
And also I think Ling Jie is, you know, easy to say.
Right.
It's all, Jie is very commonly used as a name for girls. I have, you know, on top of my head, at least three friends I can think of with the name Jie. Exact right. Same character.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. You know, and the fun thing about having a Chinese name too is when I started studying Chinese at this Chinese training center in Hangzhou, my teachers did not speak English and they just... Everyone referred to me as Ling Jie.
Ling Jie.
So for a while, that kind of just became my name.
Right.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, same here. Mm-hmm. I would say in China, what kind of people you will see are most likely to adopt English names are the ones that either they're English teachers or they work in a, let's say, foreign company or joint venture companies. Mm-hmm. They're likely, especially in early days, to have their big boss to be an expat.
Okay.
So those early day expats may or may not speak Chinese.
Right.
So by adopting an English name, it makes easier for their boss to learn their names. Let's say you're Vincent, you're Kevin, you're Susan,
right.
You're Mary. So so people who work in, I would say, foreigner-facing industries are more likely to adopt English and also tour guides.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
All of my tour guide friends have English names.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because it's then their, you know, their clients, most of them don't speak Chinese, then can just refer to them as, you know, Simon, as Emma, instead of your whatever Chinese name that may be.
And, you know, Chinese names are particularly hard to pronounce, I think. So, you know, one of my husband's co-worker's wife. Okay, so she is Chinese and her name is Gao Xiaohua.
Ah.
I believe I got the tones right.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent, I think, days and days trying to help my husband correctly pronounce that name. He just could not say
the,
it.
The X and the Q are very challenging for English speakers because the pronunciation rules are completely different.
Right.
Yeah. X is somewhat in between an S, S, and an SH, sh. It's like sh.
Mm-hmm.
So, Xiaohua, X-I, AO, so mm-hmm. the 小, yeah, it gets people all the time.
Right, exactly. You know, and one more thing I'd like to say about Chinese names before we go is that I think another reason why the meaning is so important is because you guys use words that you also actually speak. So, for example, I had a student, I believe his name was Li Hailong, mm-hmm. which I thought was a super cool name.
Yeah.
His name means sea dragon.
Yeah.
And that really blew my mind at the time. It's like, I can't imagine shaking hands with somebody and saying, hi, my name is sea dragon. Like, that's really cool. In English, we use names, but they're generally not words
right.
that we speak. Like, I wouldn't say, hi, my name is... So, Lindy is a derivation of Linda.
Right.
Linda means beautiful. I would not ever shake somebody's hand and go, hi, my name is beautiful. Like, that's really weird in English, you know, concept or English thinking. But in Chinese, just that's the way names are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I mean, Li Hailong is definitely a cool name.
Uh-huh.
Not all Chinese names have as explicit a meaning okay. as Hailong,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of them do. And, you know, you'll see names like Long, mm-hmm. dragon in the name. And then you'll see name Yu, jade, in women's name. So mm-hmm. you can say, hi. My name is Beautiful Jade.
Right.
我的名字是美玉. Yeah. That's totally common and actually very, very acceptable as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very interesting. So now it's time for the pronunciation section. So let's go ahead and listen to that and practice speaking our Chinese.
Pronunciation training. Please repeat after me, then answer the question.
请跟我重复一遍, 然后回答下面的问题. 起, 起的. 给你, 给你起的, 谁给你起的, 名字, 中文名字, 谁给你起的中文名字?
中文名字, 有个中文名字, 得有个中文名字。开始。学习中文了。我开始学习中文了。他说。 他说：“我开始学习中文了。”他说：“我开始学习中文了，我得有个中文名字。”你的朋友陈伟说了什么？
他说：“我开始学习中文了，我得有个中文名字。”很重要。对中国人来说，对中国人来说很重要。名字对中国人来说很重要。 要好听，又要好听，要有，要有好的意思，又要有好的意思，又好听，又要有好的意思。 名字对中国人来说很重要，又要好听，又要有好的意思。中国人怎么看名字？ 名字对中国人来说很重要，又要好听，又要有好的意思。
All right, so it has been really fun talking about names. I think it's really interesting. Like you said, we could go on and on, just all these different conversations about like what do names mean and how people get their names and the significance of them. Yeah, I think it's really cool. So there will definitely be a part two.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And look forward to that. So if you have any Chinese name stories that you would like to share with us, let us know as well. We'd be very fascinated to know how you got your Chinese name.
Yes, absolutely. Would love that. All right. Until next time. 再见.
再见.